Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like giving God the glory, the glory, the glory. I feel like giving God the glory. He has done so much for me. Oh, yes, I feel like giving God the glory, the glory, the glory. I feel like giving God the glory. He has done so much for me. He has done so much for me. He has done so much for me. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. God, we come to say thank you. God, we come to give your name the praise. God, we come to give your name the glory. God, we come to give your name the honor. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. You're great. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're great. Hallelujah. You're wonderful. Hallelujah. Father God, and we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another opportunity, Father God. Hallelujah. Lift up your name on high. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we woke up this morning with our mind stayed on you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father God, this is what we do. We live for you. Hallelujah. We are nothing without you, Father God. We exist in you. It's in you we live, in you we move, and it's in you we have our being. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for gracing us with one more day to move forward in faith, in love, in obedience, Father. Thank you, Father. We ask that you would unfold this day according to your will and according to your mercies, Father God. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Bless our services today here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, wherein you and you alone will be glorified and your people edified, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. We bind every spirit of retaliation, every spirit that will come to interfere, Father God, with our progress. We bind it. Hallelujah. Put it under the blood of Jesus Christ, and we release the blessings of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the manifestations of God's goodness to be revealed even right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, Father God, will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we are lifting up his holy and lifting up his righteous name to say that there is absolutely none like him. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. And we bless him and say thank God for another day. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our first timers. Amen. You've come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Please have a seat at the breakfast table, and breakfast is about to be served. The spiritual breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. We pray that everybody's feeling good. Amen. Glory be to God. And that in your bodies and minds, your souls, amen, your pocketbooks, amen, everything is good. Everything is good, going to be better. Everything is good and can't, and it could be worse. Amen. Hallelujah. So we pray that everybody's holding on. Holding on. Amen. And after you've done all, amen, to stand, amen, you're still standing. Amen. So we pray, amen. That is our prayer for you and for your family today. All right, all right. We've been moving forward all of this week, amen, by the grace of God. It is only God's grace and nothing more, nothing less. Amen. Nothing else, nothing different. Amen. Just the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That keeps us going, keeps us focused. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you. All right, all right, all right. We pray that you are enjoying, amen, the week. Amen. Glory be to God on these lovely, lovely, lovely women. Amen. Glory be to God. And Lord's willing, we'll be taking this to Mother's Day. Amen. And then we'll see what else the Lord wants to say to us after that. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Today, amen, we want to, amen, learn a little bit about a young lady. Her name was Lydia in the Bible. Matter of fact, I have an aunt, Lydia, amen, my mother's sister, amen, Lydia. And a very, very pretty name and a different name also. Amen. And so we pray you have your notebooks and your pads, and glory be to God to take some notes or at least keep your ears open. Come on, wake up. Get lift your head off that pillow. Amen. Glory be to God. Lift your head off the pillow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Time to wake up and time to hear. Amen. What thus saith the Lord. Amen. Jesus said, can you just wake up for a little bit? Amen. So we bless God. Coming to us this morning, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. Our dear sister, minister, Priscilla. Well, matter of fact, we learned about a Priscilla earlier this week. Amen. With our sister Kathy. Amen. Talked about Priscilla. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, now we have Priscilla coming to us. Amen. To share with us. Amen. On Lydia. Amen. So, we want to thank God for this woman of God. We want to thank God, amen, for her faithfulness in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Sold out. Amen. Ever seeking. Amen. The will of the Lord, ready to obey. Ready, amen, for the Lord to do whatever he needs to do. Amen. Make whatever adjustments he needs to make. Amen. Glory be to God that his will be done. So we thank God for a spirit of obedience. Spirit of humility. Amen. And we see this. Amen. And our sister Priscilla. And so we definitely thank God. Amen. For her. Amen. So at this time, amen, without any further ado, amen, I want to, amen, present to some, amen, and introduce to others. Amen. Our sister Priscilla, as she comes to share with us, amen, her exhortation, amen, on the woman. Amen. By the name of Lydia. Amen. In Jesus' name. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Minister Priscilla, are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Bradford. Yes, I am here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. How are you this morning?
I'm very
how
well.
How are you
thank
this morning?
You.
Praise the Lord. Amen. To God be praise, honor, and glory.
Yes, I'm well and grateful to be back this morning. Pastor Bradford, ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ and my brothers and sisters in Christ, good beautiful morning that the Lord has made for us. I give thanks and praise to him for this day, grace, for his grace. For his grace and for his mercy, for the life and redemptive blood and death and sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. I praise God for Resurrection Sunday, on that note, I haven't had the opportunity to just express how grateful I am and how impressed I was on last Friday. I know everybody else has, but I just have not had the opportunity to put my little 2 cents into the presentations, the exhortations from our young people last Friday. So the mothers, the parents, the grandparents who may be on a lot on the line, and if our young folks are on the line, I just want to say I was just so proud and so impressed with how you all, they all, brought forth the word of God. It was just seamless. There was no competitiveness, just everyone in their own way. And so I'm grateful to God that I had the opportunity to experience that. So right now I'm lifting up Nia Mullins and Jasmine Brown and Jordan Davis and Trevera Perry. And when Trevera came forth with a word that I learned this year, tetelestia, stea, which is it is finished. When she just threw that word, that wasn't her word. It is finished was not her word, but she just she had so much that she had researched, and she when she just brought that up, it was like I was just almost off the I was out of my seat. So anyway, I'm grateful. I'm just grateful for Tavera and for. Juwan Carr and Anthony Sproul and of course Pastor Erica Bradford. So I'm just lifting all of them up to the Lord. I've continued to pray throughout the week, and I just know that these seven young people are going to go on and do great things in the kingdom, and I'm just delighted that I had the opportunity to experience them on last Friday. So I just wanted to say that before we go into Lydia. So Pastor Bradford's continued celebration of women of the Bible, this is great and a joy. Everybody who knows me know that I am a womanist. I've been a womanist for a very, very long time, from when I had to circumstances said that I needed to be the single parent of three people. And so of my three children, and so I've had to rely on the network of women, the women who gather and who look out for each other, and that kind of thing. So anyway, so I've been asked to bring Lydia before us, and she's often referred to as a seller of purple. And we will see her from the diligent businesswoman perspective and as the co-founder of the church at Philippi. We can find Lydia in Acts 16, 12 through 15. And 40, and referenced in Paul's prayer or his message to the Philippian church in Philippians 1 through 10. Father God, in the holy and righteous name of Jesus, I just come right now to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Thank you for Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Father God, and how she continually brings forth those issues and those things and your word, Lord God, that will strengthen us and that will lift us up, Father God, and that will continue to build us up as we as you send us forth to build your kingdom. So I just thank you, Father God. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask that you will just cast out, forgive me, Lord God, for every single sin, any iniquity, Father God, that may be lingering, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Wash me afresh for this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your word that you want those to hear come forth, Lord God, with power at this time, Lord God. Move me out of the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I know what I want to say, but I'll just go with, as Anthony did, and say, well, I'm just, that's out. Let me just go ahead and say what it is that the Spirit says. So I thank you, Lord, and praise you, Lord, in the holy and righteous name of Jesus. I thank you. Amen. So in the book of I had to reach for it. I left my big book upstairs. So anyway, in the book of Acts, the 16th chapter, we will find in, where am I? The 16th chapter. And it reads as follows. Then came he to Derbe in Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewish and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost, this is so interesting. I don't remember saying this before, it's forbidden and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost. And we know there are times that we are just forbidden to go places. We are forbidden by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will keep us from danger, from those things that that we are not to even be in. When God has assigned us to one thing and we want to go and do something else, we know that the Holy Ghost will restrain us if we will receive and be obedient. So anyway, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go to Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Okay, therefore, loosing from Troas, we came to a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia and a colony. and we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted there. The women were there worshiping. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened. And she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized, she and her household, she besought us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. So that's the beginning and the introduction of Lydia. And we know in this scripture, in this 16th chapter, I'm just setting this up, this is the backstory, but in this 16th chapter of the book of Acts, we know that there was a slave girl running around. She was a fortune teller, and she had her owners had her going through and making money for them, doing this fortune telling, and she was following the apostles around. She was following them around, and she was saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation. And she was, you know, like she was running and announcing, they were coming as if this was, she was telling a fortune or predicting something. This was such an annoyance to Paul, until at one point he had just rebuked that spirit, and it went out of this young lady. At that time, her keepers, those who were making money on her, they were really angry, and so they went to the magistrate. We know they had Paul and Silas, and they had them thrown into jail. We also know that at midnight on one of those nights, when Paul and Silas were praying and singing, that the prison doors were open, the shackles fell off, and the jailers were fearful. But the jailer ended up actually, you know, just embracing the spirit of the Lord, and he was ultimately baptized. So we know that part of the story, and how the magistrate released them and wanted to do it on the down low so that nobody would know. But Paul said, oh no, y'all humiliated us and arrested us and shackled us, you know, in public. So y'all need to come. We are Romans. You need to go and apologize to us in person. So that brings us down to verse 40 of this chapter, where it reads, and they went out of the prison and entered in the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and then departed. So that's the background and the scripture for Lydia. Now we'll just totally focus on this sister Lydia. So her name is linked to the region that she came from, and the region was Lydia. And Macedonia and Philippi, that's where she lived. And this was in Europe. This ministry was outreach in the Asia and Europe. Thyatira was a colony of Macedonia. And many girls were named Lydia after the nation. As far as her family is concerned, we really don't have a lot of background on Lydia. Her family line, there were no begats for Lydia. The city that she grew up in was a seaport melting pot of many nations. Because of the commerce and all that was going on there, there were many nations. So as far as her heritage is concerned, she could have been of mixed race, perhaps a Jew, Jewish, Greek, like Tim. We understand that Timothy was, that his I think his mother was Jew and his father was Greek. The information that we have also suggests that Lydia may have been Afro-Asian. Some of the information suggests that. So the place was a place of commerce. People in the area worshipped the sun god Apollo, and there were Jewish worshipers who worshipped Jehovah God. Lydia was a prominent, wealthy woman of Thyatira, and she appears to have been a widow. We really didn't find any information that said that she had a husband or that she had children, which of course at that time was very important and significant. But we do know that Lydia was a businesswoman. So I will read from my resource here. Thyatira was conspicuous for its many guilds, which were united by common pursuits and religious rites. One of the guilds was that of dyers. The water of the area was so well adapted for dyeing that in no other place could produce the scarlet cloth out of which fezes were so brilliant, permanently dyed. The unique purple dye brought the city universal renown. Lydia was a well-known seller of this product. We find that in Acts 14, as we read already, and typified as a successful businesswoman in a prosperous city. Ability, enthusiasm, singleness of purpose, and mental acumen were hers, and she prospered greatly in an honorable and extensive calling of selling purple. Lydia was an example of the comparatively independent position some women attained to in Asia Minor. That she became prosperous in business is seen in that she owned a spacious house and had servants to care for her. As this passage describes her, let's take a look at these words, how she is described. The word ability is one who is in possession of means or skill to do something, one with talent, proficiency in a particular area. The other word that's mentioned here is enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is an intense and eager enjoyment, interest, or approval. Singleness of purpose is mentioned here, and that is a great determination when working to achieve something. That's focus. And not being able to be distracted. Mental keenness and a depth of perception. That's discernment. That's discrimination in practical matters. That's the ability to make good judgments and quick decisions. A tenacious confidence, wisdom, and mental toughness. That's mental acumen. Stick to it, Tiffness. Lydia obviously was not slothful in business.
Hallelujah.
Lydia was a devout woman. She worshiped God, we are told. And the writer here says, often business people are so engrossed in their affairs as to have no time for religion. But Lydia, in spite of all her secular obligations, found time to worship according to the Jewish faith. Daily she made her way to the riverside where prayer was to be made. She knew that in order to be to successfully meet the stiff competition of the Philippian traders, she needed grace as well as knowledge. At that riverside prayer meeting, perhaps she met other Jewish dyers and with them eagerly waited upon the ministry of Paul and his companions. On that note, I just want to go back for a moment to those the guilds and the collectives and the groups the circles that was mentioned previously it's important in business when we're in business to have mentors. First of all, to have mentors, but have to have circles of those who are in business as well. Those networks that that support us. Those sisterhoods. Those structures that support our business. That send business our way. That just help to strengthen us and our businesses so that our business will grow and prosper. That guild of dyers, they all had that same expertise. They probably shared information on how to enhance their products. That's important. When they came together, they also came together in prayer. The next way that we are that Lydia is identified here is as a seeking woman. Although sincerely religious, Lydia, like so many people that we know, was not a Christian. She did, however, have a hunger for a deeper spiritual experience. The writer here says that the mind is closed against the full truth, either from ignorance or prejudice, and cannot discern it. Or from pride and perversity and will not admit it. Ignorance was responsible for Lydia's closed mind, but as she attended to the truth of Christ, which Paul spoke of in the conversational style in that small seated Jewish gathering, that gathering at the river, the light dawned. And the Lord opened her heart to receive Christ as her Savior. To open, one of the writers says that to open is the part of God, and to pay attention, that was that of the woman. Her faith was born through hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. We'll also look here at Lydia as a Christian woman. As an evidence of her surrender to the claims of Christ, she was baptized. The waters of Europe then first became sacramentally used to seal her faith and God's forgiveness. Remember, this was the first trip to Europe. And to seal her faith and God's forgiveness in Christ. Her conversion was declared by a public confession, and such was her enthusiasm that she immediately told her household what had happened, and all within it likewise believed and were baptized as disciples of the same Savior. Thus, Lydia had the honor of being Paul's first European convert, the forerunner of a mighty host to honor the Lord. Becoming a Christian did not make her less of a successful businesswoman. Now she had Christ as her senior partner, hallelujah, and with him we can imagine that trade remained good and that much of her profit was used to assist her servants in the work of the remain good, and that much of her profit was used to assist his servants, the Lord's servants, in the work of the gospel. This is a lot. So we go on here, and we take a look at Lydia. Lydia's transformation of life was evidenced by her eagerness to give missionaries the hospitality of her fine home. Truth in her heart was manifested in kindness to each other, as they ought to be. Be ye kind one to another. Hallelujah. First came Lydia's faith, then the winning of her servants to Christ, then her love in gracious hospitality, and finally, her reception of Paul and Silas into her home after their discharge from prison. Bruised and battered though they were, she was not ashamed of the Lord's prisoners. And we find that in 1 Timothy 5, 10, in Hebrews 13, 2, and in 1 Peter 4, 9. While benefiting from Lydia's generous hospitality, Paul warned all present of the terrible trials before them and then parted from godly Lydia. Praise God for all she had meant to him and his companions. So we want to take a look at Lydia, the consecrated woman. Lydia always had open house for the saints of God, and her house became a center of Christian fellowship in Philippi, with perhaps the first Christian church being formed there. When Paul came to write his letter to the Philippians, we can rest assured that Lydia was included in all the saints at Philippi to whom he sent his salutation. And we find that in Philippians 1:1-10. And I think that in closing, as we move towards closing, I should say, I just want to go ahead and read that. So Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this, of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in judgment, that ye may approve things which are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. And we know that Paul, when he wrote that letter, he certainly was addressing the church and certainly Lydia in that prayer. Hallelujah. So Paul, when he penned a triple exhortation that we should not be slothful in business, that we should be fervent in spirit and in serving the Lord. That would be in Romans 12:11. Hallelujah. So we don't know whether he had his hospitable convert in mind, but we certainly can assume that he did. Lydia not only sold her dyes, she served her Savior. She stayed in business that she might have the money to help God's servants in their ministry. How her generous care of Paul and Silas and of many others must have cheered their hearts. Lydia was, first of all, a consecrated Christian, then a conscientious businesswoman who continued to sell her purple dyes for the glory of God. And this commentator says, when we reach heaven, we shall find this seller of purple wearing more superior garments, robes not stained even with the notable dye of Thyatira, but washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is Lydia. We can just find joy in Lydia's work, a wealthy woman. Sometimes when people ask the word, the commentators stated here, sometimes when people are of great wealth, they're too busy with building their wealth to come to worship God. We're grateful for Lydia. So I just want to close with a little song here that I'm certain that Lydia would have sung once she was connected, once she was baptized and consecrated to the will, the work and the will, once she heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and was converted. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Humbly I ask thee, teach me your will. While I am working, help me be still. Satan is busy, God is real. Order my steps in your word.
Lord, order my steps in your word. Bridle my tongue, let my words edify. Let the words of my mouth be accepted in thy sight. Take charge of my thoughts both day and night. Please order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. I want to walk worthy my calling to fulfill. Please order my steps, Lord, and I'll do your blessed will. The world is ever changing, but Jesus, you are still the same. If you order my steps, I'll praise your name. I want to walk worthy, Jesus, my calling to fulfill. If you order my steps, Lord, and I'll do your blessed will. The world is ever changing, but Jesus, you will remain the same. If you order my steps, if you order my steps, if you order my steps, I'll praise your name. Order my steps in your word. Order my tongue in your word. Guide my feet in your word. Wash my heart in your word. Show me how to walk in your word. Show me how to talk in your word. When I need a brand new song to sing, show me how to let your praises ring in your word. Hallelujah. In your word. In your word, please order my steps. In your word, hallelujah, to God be the glory. Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity to present Lydia this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, amen, for God. Very, very well done. Amen. Thank you. Amen. For building up the background there for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And showing us, amen, this prosperous woman. Prosperous women. And people want to throw people under the bus when they are prosperous. Amen. Want to send everybody to hell. Amen. Because they got a little bit of money. You know what I mean? But here we see a businesswoman. A businesswoman. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Giving her life to Christ. Amen. And maybe the first over in the Europe region, but nevertheless, she came in and she didn't stop. Amen. She kept giving. She was more prosperous, had more to give. And that is really, 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 really encouraging. Really, really encouraging. Amen. Because most people, when they think about, you know, they always want to approach Christianity from like a woe is me, poor me, you know, how I'm going to pay the rent, all the baby's food, money spent, glory be to God, you know, always want to put Christians as begging and help out the poor mother here. And the poor is going to always be among us, but it, you know, the wealthy, amen, are just not, you know, the heathen. Glory be to God. And those in Hollywood, you know, God has, amen, a prosperous, wealthy people, amen, in his kingdom, amen, sowing, amen. People don't always sow into the kingdom. They're sowing from the kingdom. Glory be to God. And
yes.
So it's
from
beautiful,
the provision,
beautiful.
From the provision, yes.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. And then you blessed us with a bone. Go ahead.
I just in my early notes when you first mentioned it, I don't have it before me, so I'm going to step out here. I'm going to take a little risk here. But I wrote down, and so in the holy and righteous name of Jesus, Father, just give me the words. Father, give me the words. Give me the sisters, Father God. But I wrote down, and I needed to, and I certainly do right now, need to lift you up, Pastor. You are a businesswoman. All of the businesswomen on the line, I just give thanks and praise to you, for you are our Lydia. I mean, the examples that Lydia, you all are setting for us. And I'm gonna step out and take this risk. But Pastor Dr. Alfreda Bradford, I want to lift up Minister Elder Valerie Carte Powell. I want to lift up sister, as they're coming, Darlene Carr, hallelujah. I want to lift up Sister Minister Tanya Norwood. I want to lift up Sister Minister Denise Jackson, hallelujah. I want to lift up Deaconess Hattie. I want to lift up Sister Minister Elder Richardson. I just lift up, and if I missed anybody, but you know, these are names. I wrote the names down. They're upstairs on my original, my very first notes. but I just want to give honor and praise and lift up these that I have called, and any that I may have missed who have your enterprises, your businesses. I just want to lift them up right now. And if I missed any business woman on this line, I honor you, and I lift you up to the Lord, and your business may it be prosperous in the name of Jesus. So if I missed anyone, forgive me. It's to the head and the fact that I left my piece of paper somewhere else. But not to the heart. I honor and respect you. Oh, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Very lovely.
I really do have to call out that Minister Pastor Erica. Oh boy, and her dynamic of work for the Lord. Okay, they'll keep coming. But Erica Bradford. Oh, what a joy among our young entrepreneurs. I thank God. All right, thank you, Pastor.
You're very welcome. Very lovely note to close on. Amen. Doing business for Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Businesswomen in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Promoting Jesus through their businesses. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah. Promoting their business through Jesus. Amen. Just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful note to close on. And then you gave us a bonus because you gave us a song. And you know you could sing for us anything.
Anytime.
Don't need an appointment. Amen. Just come and bust out. Just bust out in the song at any time. Amen. So thank you. Very, very lovely, very complete, very encouraging. Very encouraging. Amen. Glory be to God. Bringing out that entrepreneur spirit in us, that gift, amen, that the Lord has given us. Amen. Those leadership skills. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Making money and sowing money. Glory be to God. It's not just about making money, but making money and sowing the money back into the Lord's kingdom.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Amen. Minister Priscilla.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. And that wonderful, amen, exhortation on Lydia. Amen. Sister Lydia. Amen. The businesswoman and the evangelist. Mm-hmm. The evangelistical businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Glory
mm-hmm.
be. It's beautiful when we can put the two together. Amen. Kingdom and business.
Yeah.
I mean, we can put the two together. That's the blessing. That's the blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. Because a lot of people in God's kingdom, they need to be doing some type of business. Then you have people that do business, but they're outside of the kingdom. But when we combine the two, we're really walking in the blessing. Amen. So God bless you.
Amen.
Wonderful. And we're not going to forget you with all the names that you mentioned. And the other names is on your dresser upstairs. Amen. And we also want to include you. Indeed. A businesswoman. Indeed. Amen. A woman of perfection. Amen. Crossing your T's and dotting your I's. Amen. And you take much pride. Amen, and your involvement. And so we see that and we honor you. Amen, and we thank God for you. Amen. So again, thank you for serving and have an awesome, glorious day.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Well.
Amen. All right, there you go. Amen, glory be to God. Amen, Lydia. I'm telling you, you ladies, amen, you're just leaving, amen, you're just starting something. You're just turning on the faucets. Amen. And you're at the end of our service. I mean, we are hungering for more. You know, we're like sitting at the edge of our seat. You know, where's my Bible? You know what I mean? Let me do a little bit more research. Just leaving us hungry. Amen. To be better. Amen. To be more and to be different. Amen. And expanding our capacity to lead. Amen. Through these exhortations. Amen. Broadening us, widening us. Amen. And blessed is he who hunger and thirst. Amen. After righteousness, for they shall be filled. All right. Tomorrow, amen. Glory be to God. I believe we're talking about Ruth or Naomi, one of them. Amen. I think we had Naomi, so now we're going to do Ruth. So we had Ruth, now it's going to be Naomi. It's in the book. Be here tomorrow. It's going to be one of the two. Amen. To God be praise, glory, and honor. All right, we'll be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock today. Tonight is our praise party. Amen. Every other Friday night, 9 o'clock. Amen. Bring your songs. Bring your testimonies. Amen. Bring your praise. Amen. In Jesus' name. Yesterday was Sister Darlene's card's birthday, and I sort of missed it. And glory be to God. And I know she doesn't like all the hoopla. I apologize. I said, please be on the call today. But amen. I know the last four digits of her numbers, and I don't see them. So, I know she had to go to jewelry duty yesterday, too. So maybe she's just a little bit tired, or she might be hiding from us. Either way, amen. Those of you who have Sister Darlene's telephone number, amen, reach out to her. Amen. Wish her a happy, 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 happy birthday. Amen. And to God be praised. All right, I believe that's it. Amen. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen. Thank you, amen, for your faithful support. Amen. To this ministry as we continue, amen, to move forward. Amen. To move forward. We're moving forward. Oh, you best believe it. Let me tell you something about God's kingdom. Amen. Slow is fast and fast is slow sometimes. Amen. Glory be to God. But when you're following the Spirit, amen, glory be to God, you're going to be okay. As Sister Lydia, amen, she turned out okay. Can you imagine? Amen. When we get to heaven and you see all that purple up there, amen, look for Lydia. Amen. Holly, after you find, you're going to see Jesus first anyway. Amen. It's going to be a glorious time when we get to heaven, but we ain't going to die until we get finished living, and there's plenty of work to be done. Amen. So let us focus on, amen, being successful in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. So that we can be a blessing. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, Father, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We bind every spirit of retaliation. We thank you for the service today. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time as we move forward today. And may you and you alone be glorified. Meet us back at 12 o'clock, Father God, for the prayer. And then tonight for our praise party, Father God, help us, Father God, to come, Father God, as with service unto you. So sometimes on Friday, God, we are whipped, we're beat, we're tired. But Father God, help us to come with service unto you, Father God, even if it's just for a little while. Amen. To put it in. Amen. To give you glory. So we say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Amen. Hallelujah. We seal this service, Father, by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Thank you, Father God. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. And I'm going to have to upload that song, Sister Priscilla, Order My Steps in the Word. I don't have it in queue, because if I had it in queue, you know we will be stepping out on it. Amen. But I will make a note to make sure I upload that song. Amen. In queue. Amen. Order My Steps. In the Lord. Amen. Beautiful. Thank you again for serving. Everybody have a lovely day. Amen. Meet you at prayer today, Lord's willing, and back again tomorrow morning. Amen. By God's grace and by God's mercy. Amen. Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Blessing on blessings on blessings.
Put your hand on your
amen.
Neighbor's back
amen.
And tell
amen.
Them it's already getting easier. You prophesy to your neighbor, tell them God's already moving on your behalf. Real simple song, just say, already getting better. It's already getting easier. God's already moving on your behalf. Y'all sing, children. to be the truth. Give him praise.